our conversation.
And I think some of the precise forms of questions we're using are kind of driven by what other people have said to us. I mean, for example, if we talk to someone, you know, who's officially representing ICANN, and we say, you know, try to understand what they mean when they say governance, and then spend all their time trying to show you that ICANN isn't anything like governance, and it's just a technical thing. I mean, that entire line of discussion that they put out tells us something about where they're coming from, and you know, those nuances are important, and we're not trying to box anyone into anything, but we're trying to kind of see how each person kind of deals with the terms that are out in the debate, let them define them for themselves and use them for themselves and all of that.
Right. And I guess, I mean, I hear you, and that all sounds pretty reasonable. And I guess the point I'm trying to make is that the politics of this situation have been manipulated quite successfully by the introduction of the term governance. It completely altered the nature and scope of the process. What we had before was a very narrow, very limited administrative environment. And, I mean, think for a moment about how truly boring the idea of assigning numbers and registering names is. And ask yourself whether, I mean, yes, we know about trademark conflicts, but whether if you were the registrar for names in a state, whether somehow that would be an exciting thing that would get people all up in arms. And the answer is no. And yet somehow this equivalent task on the internet, which is just an astonishingly, for 15 years, has been an astonishingly boring backwater task, has now been turned into the electrifying question of internet governance. And so, the reason I'm running on about this is that I would say that your questioning, which focuses on the term governance and whether ICANN does governance, shows the success of this particular misinformation campaign to politicize and distract.
Who began that campaign?
Well, as near as I can tell, it came from probably three different places. I mean, one of the problems is that this is just an astonishingly rich terrain for certain kinds of people. So first of all, we do have a portion of the trademark community that wanted to delay things as best they could, and they've been very effective. And interestingly enough, the formal trademark community, as represented by ITN? No, ITN's a company. This is called Retroactive Inhibition. I've been dealing with a company called ITN today, and so I can't remember the International Trademark Association. Oh, INTA, there we go. They were a constructive participant to try to navigate for growth in the GTLD space. A few, very few, very large companies independently maneuvered in the background to politicize and delay things, and they succeeded. So a small portion of the trademark community sought to politicize this. Certainly, NSI sought to politicize this in order to create delay and increase their leverage. Because after all, the government handed them quite a bit of largesse, and NSI quite reasonably wanted to protect it. And then as the snowball started going, we picked up a certain portion of the political spectrum, which I guess includes people like libertarians. I don't quite know what the right labels are.
Neither do we.
And then, of course, I'm sorry. I said three sectors, and it's really more like four or five. Then there's some crazies. They just like a good show. Lastly, I actually tend to put the people with serious concerns, last in the list because they've been given the least airtime. I mean, the really sad thing about this is that when you're creating processes like this, there should be honest debate. And because it synthesizes better outcomes. And we haven't been able to have honest debate. I mean, we haven't had people with serious intent and legitimate knowledge seeking serious improvement, beating the tar out of the people trying to do the work, to make a better outcome. We had a little of that in the early days, and there were some improvements, but mostly that hasn't been where the energy's gone.
What happened to...
Like everything got politicized.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you spend all your time, being personally attacked, and in the case of some of us, unfortunately, responding in kind. And you spend your time maneuvering on political issues, and none really working on making the thing work better.
What do you see as these? Can you give us a couple examples
there,
of?
There was one more group. And that is the publicity seekers, and I distinguish them from crazies. Crazies are just plain crazy. The publicity seekers are people who take benefit from having a public platform, and they benefit from the game going on longer. So they not only don't benefit from progress, they progress is to their detriment because they lose their platform.
Right.
And this topic has been wonderful at getting a few such people. Okay, that's my list.